Welcome to Women Waken, a podcast that helps you heal spiritually from trauma in relationships, childhood, and early life conditioning to shift from a place of codependency into a divine feminine state of love, harmony, abundance, and joy. On Women Waken, we begin the journey to waken from the illusion that we need to prove our worth into the divine experience of knowing our worth. I'm your host, Whitney Walker. I'm a licensed mental health therapist, and I specialize in substance abuse, addiction, eating disorders, trauma, and spirituality. I'm also a fellow human being who has experienced most of the issues I explore on this show. On today's Divine Feminine solo episode, I am starting what I've decided will be a mini-series on trust. Trusting yourself, trusting your life path, trusting your purpose, trusting the process, just a lot of trust, because I was setting out today to do an episode specifically on trusting the process, and I realized trust in general is so important. Trusting in who you are, trusting in your own wisdom, trusting in your path and process. It's just the epicenter, it's the centerpiece of being able to move through life without too much judgment, without too much doubt, with faith rather than fear. So here we go. We're beginning on this journey, a little series on the beautiful word trust. I'm also going to tap a little bit into what's coming up this week, which is Beltane, which means that we are halfway between the beginning of spring and the start of summer, and what that might mean for you and how we can acknowledge that. So take a listen and enjoy. Hello, everybody. Whitney here with a Divine Feminine solo episode. I hope you all are doing wonderfully. This is kicking off a series, a mini series, I think, not too long, on trust. As I spoke of in the intro, I was initially going to sit down and talk about just trusting the process, which is actually going to be this specific episode is on trusting the process, which means being okay with slip-ups and surprises and what feel like setbacks. But in general, I realized, you know, there's so much to talk about when it comes to trust, especially when we are focused on our spiritual growth, evolution, and path, because there is just no time for doubt and for a lack of trust in ourselves, in the universe, when we're on that path, because as I speak of often, it's bigger than ourselves. We've got a mission. We came here for a reason. We're getting to a point where the speed is really picking up, and the universe needs us to trust. It needs us to not be looking around and saying, whoops, did I fuck that up? Did I go down the wrong path? No, you're on your path. If anything feels like a slip up, that's all it is. It's a slip up that's there to help you step up. Yeah. I said it. It's a slip up to step up so that you can step up to your true power, step up to the plate and be ready. Sometimes it takes slip ups to do that, to fall and have to learn from the lesson of falling and move forward. And I know that I've already spoken about this in the recent episodes. Obviously, since the eclipse, I had some upsetting stuff that I keep alluding to. And I've spoken a lot at length about heartbreak and grief and breakups and disappointments and all of that. And I was talking to one of my dear and loveliest bestest friends, who is a loyal listener to the podcast, and I love her so much. And I told her this. I asked her, like, well, what do you think I should do an episode on? We had a nice, beautiful call today. And she said, I asked her, what should I talk about on my episode? Because I have to record it right now. And she said, you know, I'd love for you to talk about, because we talked for like 2 hours on the phone and a lot of stuff came up around, oh man, like I think I made this mistake and I can't believe I did this. And she said, I'd love for you to hear about how you get back up and keep walking and how we learn to trust what feels like a slip up or a setback and to keep moving forward after it and to shake it off. And I was like, that's great. Yet it kind of feels like I've been saying that like the last 5 episodes. And she's like, yeah, well, you know, you've been kind of on a theme with these past few episodes. But she was so kind and she said, but that's what I love about your podcast is that you do a lot of callbacks to things that you've spoken of before you repeat a lot of the information, which is helpful because then it helps it stick. And I was like, yeah, okay, as long as I don't sound like a broken record and more that it's just a affirming of past made points, I think that's valuable. Speaking of repeating myself, a book I talk of often is the book Conversations with God. And in that book, the guy who's channeling basically says to what he considers to be God, he says, you know, you repeat yourself a lot through this book, through this channeling, you've been saying some of the same stuff. And he said, that's because you're not listening. That's because you're not actually integrating and taking in what I say. And this voice that he was channeling said, repetition is so important. There is great worth in repetition because when you repeat something, then you can actually integrate it, internalize it, and remember it. And I pointed out to my friend, I was like, you know, you're right. Like nowadays, you can go on TikTok and for an hour hear 75 different ideas or concepts, and you hear them and you're like, wow, that's great, that's cool. And you walk away and you don't remember a single one. You have to hear the same thing. I'm sure there's some analyzed data on this, but it's something like you have to hear the same thing about like 50 times before you actually remember it and it sticks with you. Because when you think about it, how many random facts do you know? It's probably facts that either were like so jarring or interesting that they stuck with you, or something that you've just heard, you know, like one of those facts that a billion people say, right? Like the fact that you supposedly swallow like 7 to 8 spiders a year. Who made that up? That's a freaking lie. It's not, you do not swallow spiders. How terrified would you be if a spider crawled in your mouth and you swallowed it? I always think about that. I'm like, I would be so disturbed. It would definitely wake me up. Anyways, that's enough about that. But I'm saying there's all of us have random facts. And why do we keep them? Because we probably heard them a lot. Why do we know certain things over others? Because we had to repetitively hear it to internalize it. So this is just to note that if some of you are kind of at this point, like, wow, she keeps kind of really bearing down on those points in this past few weeks, it's partially because I'm trying to segment out a bigger concept that I feel is really powerful and really important at this time. As I've said, all these episodes have been about being okay with really upsetting life events, really disappointing things, feeling like we are stumbling and that we are having setbacks. And because these are the things that take us under, we need to not let things take us under. If we're going to go down our path, we need to trust that every single thing that happens is meant for a higher purpose. There is no such thing as a mistake. I promise you. I promise you there is value, there is worth, there is importance in every single thing you experience. And that's what this specific episode today is about, is trusting the process. As humans, we have developed ourselves to have such a very strict and narrow view of how life is supposed to unfold, of how things are supposed to happen. And we also are very attached to the idea of good and bad, which means that when things happen that we deem undesirable or bad, we think it was a mistake. We think it is a bad thing. We think that it shouldn't have happened. But is that true? Again, repeating the same concepts, but in a recent episode, I stated that sometimes things don't work out how we wanted because what we really needed to happen was something not very pleasant in order for us to grow on our spiritual path. It's not always the easy breezy, sunshiny events that help us grow. In fact, it rarely is. Those events are just beautiful things. What really helps us grow are the gritty, challenging things that make us grind our gear and really work and really push through something that feels awful. And then we move through it. And guess what? It's just like if you start doing a shit ton of push-ups every day, and one day you go to like pick up something heavy and you're like, damn, I picked that up no problem. Like, whoa, I have muscles. That happens when you go through challenging things in life and you work through it and you grow from it and you reflect on it and you process it. You're going to face another event in your life and you're going to be like, whoa. Okay, it was a little upsetting. It wasn't so great, but I didn't totally lose it. I didn't totally collapse because this thing happened. Wow, look at me. I'm getting stronger. I'm growing. I have learned some things. And that's what's important to note. Trusting the process. When we have setbacks, they're only there to further strengthen what already is developing. And as my friend and I were speaking about, it can just be so hard because it gets frustrating. You get worn down and you say, when is this going to be done? When do I get into the smooth sailing? When does life become easier? And the answer, of course, that life never fully becomes easy because life on earth is not meant to be easy. I speak to that a lot. But also you have to realize that it is easier to a certain degree. It's easier than it was a year ago. It's easier than it was 5 years ago. So something, again, that would totally knock you out and take you down before is just something that's a bit of a hurdle. But guess what? There's also going to be things that totally blindside you and you feel like you are completely breaking down. And then we really have to have faith and we really have to trust and say, okay, this one's deep. This one's deep, but maybe it's deep because the universe said, hey, we could either have done like five little, you know, kind of painful events, or we just wanted to knock it all out with one big blow to help you really get down to the root of this issue, the root of this insecurity, the root of this core belief that you're holding, and just get it the freak out of there. Just get it out with this one thing. So you can look it straight in the face and you can grieve over it. You can get stressed about it. It might be difficult to go through, but when it's finished, you will come to a new understanding. And I feel that that phrase is very important in trusting the process. Everything is about coming to a higher new perspective and understanding. Life itself is just the unfolding of understanding about why we're here and who we are. It's like a ever blossoming flower. Even the universe itself is always blossoming and coming into new awareness. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how big that is? Yeah, it's big. It's too big for our brains to comprehend. So let's just stick with you. Let's stick at the micro level. You yourself are growing in your understanding. Think about the things that you understand and comprehend now versus 10 years ago. There's some things that weren't even in your awareness 10 years ago that now you could probably write a little book on. You could probably do a little podcast episode on it. Where did that come from? Why did that happen? It's because you were meant to come into an understanding around it. It's because you were meant to come into the awareness around it because you will then use it. We come into the awareness of things that we're meant to now use as offerings to others that are now a part of our repertoire, right? Like your dance moves. Like you learn some dance moves, you get out on the dance floor at your next wedding, bam, you're busting them out right there on the dance floor. You can't do it if you never learned it. You also, let's say you step into a new relationship and you're connecting with this person at a deep level and you're talking about all these concepts and these deep things that most likely, if you had not had certain life experiences, you would not be able to speak to and connect about. Back again to my conversation with my friend today. She, and this actually ties into a few components of this episode, so I'm going to share them. And it's actually a really fun story I'm going to share that she had that's also spiritual related because she called in her grandmother. Anyways, she just recently started dating a man who is divorced with kids. And she was saying, you know, I never thought that I would want to date a man who is divorced and with kids. Yet my friend is also divorced. She didn't have kids, but she's divorced. And she said, it's really nice to connect and talk with somebody who gets it, who's been through it, who can speak to being with someone for a long time that you thought you were going to be with forever. And it didn't work out. And there was something about that depth of connection that's really been powerful for them. So this shows you what I'm sort of speaking to. Things happen to us and we say, I would do anything for this to be taken away. I wish this hadn't happened. And many of us spend long periods of times of our lives wishing it hadn't happened. I have a lot of episodes on this. It's about regret and grief. If you go back in my catalog, I did some solos on this. And what we can do to help us continue trusting the process is we say, thank you. Thank you for this blessing. I know it's not that easy in the moment if something happens and it feels tragic, but you can eventually give it some time. We don't want to try and fake acceptance. If we're going through it, that's also a part of trusting the process. You got to go deep into the emotions. When I was going through the grief I went through in the past 3 weeks of loss and disappointment and heartbreak, there were times where I couldn't have a good spin on it. I just needed to feel really fucking sad and really fucking confused. And I needed to feel that. And I couldn't just be like, it's okay. It's part of the process. I was like, fuck the process. It hurts. And I'm mad that this happened. But eventually, you come out the other side, the clouds part, and you're like, okay, I have greater clarity on this. I have greater understanding. Now I can use it. It's a gem on my necklace of beautiful experiences that helps me relate better to others, help others, speak to others. One of the main reasons I became a therapist was because I went through a lot of crap in my life. We all do. I'm not saying my life was some great tragedy that no one can understand. No, I was doled my own challenges and my own deck or my own cards. And I didn't like them at the time. And they almost took me out, to be honest. There were many times where what I experienced, I felt was so brutal and so awful that I just didn't want to be here and I didn't want to be me. And I didn't want to keep living my life as me. And fortunately, I was able to push through those times and those feelings. If anyone is feeling that way, I'm going to put a resource for the suicide hotline. Reach out to a friend, reach out to somebody, get out of your room or wherever you are. If you're alone, go be with somebody. This talking about trusting the process does not mean denying if you are feeling the lowest of the lows, if you're hitting a rock bottom where you're thinking about harming yourself. You can hit a rock bottom and just feel like you just want to lay there and not do anything, but that's different than wanting to take action. So please check out the link for that. Okay, so back to my friend. She's dating this guy. She's really excited about it. Yes, this probably sounds reminiscent to what I talked about in my last solo episode on Friday, which is about being the fool. So we're sitting on the phone. She met this guy. They just went on their first date like last week and they've been talking all day, every day. They've been hanging out and she's like, shit, Whitney, like, is this going too fast? Like, can I trust this? And I was like, yeah. And she had listened to my episode and she was very kind and she appreciated it. And she said it was helpful. And I was like, yeah, let's think about what I said in that episode, which is that there is no wrong outcome here. This could turn out to be the man that you marry and spend the rest of your life with. Or it could be someone that you just have a good time with and maybe get disappointed with, but it's still worth it in the end because guess what? Trust the process, which is probably such annoying. It is an annoying thing to hear. I've had people tell me that where I'm like, you can go shove that process because I don't like it. But we all reach that point of clarity where we're like, yeah, it was true. I just need to trust the process. Anyway, so I'm telling my friend like, hey, I know I said all this shit like that you should like not do this and do that, but like, yeah, just go with it. It's happening. Also, I spoke on the episode. I was like, your ride has started. It's taken off. You got to just ride it out, see what happens. You guys are too excited about each other. And again, that's why it's so freaking hard not to get duped or fooled, because I think that my friend is probably going to end up with this person. It seems like a good thing. Let me also tell you why I think that. This no joke happened. So my friend is also beautifully spiritually inclined. And her mind was racing. This situation was just like grinding out in her brain. She's like, what is this? Like, can I trust it? Is it a good thing? Is it going to work out? Does he really feel this excited about me? Or is it just going to like flare up and peak and then be done? So she goes into meditation. She calls in her grandmother and she says, hey, grandma, I need you. I need you to show me like, what's this about? What do I need to know about this situation? And this is maybe the greatest angelic presence I've ever heard. Her grandma comes into the frame in her meditation. She walks up and she puts out her hands and she goes pew, pew, like with her hands. You know how like you make your hands into guns and you're like acting like a cowboy and you're like, choo, choo, choo. She goes pew, pew. And then she looks at my friend and she goes, daddy's home. And then my friend is like, what? What does that mean? And then her grandma just winks at her as if like, you know what I mean. How good is that? Could you get a better confirmation? My goodness. I hope that one day when I meet someone that I think could really be the person, that I get that same response from some angel that's just like, girl, saddle up because daddy's home. Get excited. I love it. So that's a good confirmation. So she's trusting. She's saying, that feels good. That feels like an affirmation. But hey, like I said, there's no safe bets. You just got to enjoy the ride and trust the process because life is always happening for you is the message. So we trust the setbacks. We trust surprises. Life is full of surprises. Surprises can be fun. There's good surprises. And then there's the not so great surprises, which are the ones that blindside us, that throw us off guard, that maybe change our complete life. It happens, right? A beautiful guest on my podcast recently had a really challenging experience. She did a retreat. I believe it was in Costa Rica or somewhere in South America. And she got a terrible wound on her leg. She cut open her leg and she did not get very good care there. The people who ran the retreat were not very helpful or supportive of her. Then she came back to the States and got an infection. It was just a really drawn out, challenging thing. That's not pleasant. But guess what? She's beautiful and she's a coach and she's sharing a lot online on Instagram about how she's learning to accept this process and learn from it and grow. But she also talks about how she has her days where she's just angry and she's upset. And we will have those experiences where in the midst of the process, we say, fuck this process. This is too hard. This is too much. And they say that God never gives you more than you can handle, but sometimes it sure as hell feels like it does. That the universe just piles shit up on your plate and you're like, what do you expect me to do with this? How do you expect me to handle this? And I hit a moment like that this week. I was telling my friend, the same conversation. It was a long talk. I hit a low point yesterday. I'm recording this on Sunday. And about like twice a year, I'll have like a total meltdown where like a lot of emotional stuff has been building up and I just start crying and the floodgates come out and they just don't stop. It just all just crying, just got to go get some food. Oh, sorry to the cashier. I'm just, don't mind me. I'm just crying. And they're like, what's going on? Nope. Have you ever done that? Like it's nice. You just have to go somewhere where you don't know anybody. Cause if you just are sobbing uncontrollably or just crying, just tears flowing, it's hard to see someone that you know, because they're going to be like, what's going on with you? Let's talk. But if you just have to go to like Burger King and get some food, they're just going to be like, oh, hi. And you can just be like, hey, don't mind me. I'm just a sobbing mess. Yes, that happened to me. Anyways, my point is that happens a few times a year and things just builds up and I just have to let the walls crash, to let the dam break, let it all out. Sometimes I scream. There's a little bit of rage. I'll call it that. I was raging a bit. I was driving and screaming, slamming my fist on the steering wheel. I was just pissed. I couldn't handle it. I think like a few things had happened. Like my dog was in the back seat and she had stepped on her water bowl and it like spilled all over the back seat. And so she was like sitting in it and I was on the freeway. So I couldn't really stop. And I was frustrated. And you know, sometimes, as I say, it's like the straw that breaks the camel's back. Like one little annoyance that on a normal day you would handle normally and rationally. But on another day, you're like, what the actual fuck? And you just break. And sometimes it's important to break. I encourage anyone to find a safe space to do this. It's not ideal in a car. I did end up pulling over because I was like, I need to breathe. I need to just pull over and breathe because it was not helpful or healthy. Because I'll be honest, when I'm like that, I am tempted to just like drive fast and be reckless. And I remind myself that this is a public road. It's not like me just on a racetrack. We affect others, right? Yes, we're allowed to have part of our process be rage, be anger, but be mindful of how you express it and who it can impact, right? I knew I was not safe on the, I mean, I wasn't like a huge hazard to the road. I wasn't like going 110 miles an hour and switching in and out of lanes, but I was, you know, I was just pissed and I was screaming and I was like, it's not safe to be like screaming and crying and driving. So I pulled over and I breathed and I sobbed some more until I couldn't sob anymore. And then I just tried to relax. And your body will naturally relax after you release that much energy, which is the nice part. That's why crying and breakdowns can be cathartic. The worst feeling is when you do that and you just still don't feel any better. And that, talk about like hitting bottom, is when you cry as much as you can and you don't feel that sort of place of reprieve and rest and release. You just feel like, and now I don't even know what to do. Nothing sounds good. If you're in that place, please hold tight and keep moving forward. I've been there. A big part of that for me was when I got sober and I hit that low point and I still felt god awful and nothing made me feel better. And I also realized that on top of that, I had to stop using drugs and alcohol to feel better. So I had nothing to feel better. And I really just was not in a great state. But I'm not there anymore. And if you're in that state, push through a little bit. And before you know it, you won't be in that place anymore. Find support. Find people who love you. Find someone you can talk to. So we trust the process. We move through it. And when it's really fucking hard, we hold on tight, tight, tight. That was something my mom told me, that her mom told her. I said, Mom, sometimes I just feel so uncomfortable. I feel so anxious. I feel so awful in my body. And she said, well, you know, my mom used to tell me that when you feel that way, you just hold on tight, tight, tight. So you, and before you know it, you've moved out of that feeling and life has gone forward. And it's true. I used to get really bad panic attacks, and all you can do is just hold on tight. Like you're on a ride and it's going really fast at one point. And you just got to hold on tight until that scary part passes. And you're like, oh, I made it. It's not fun, but we all go through it. The process is not always easy. It's not fun. Sometimes it doesn't even feel safe. Yet I promise you, it is. And I know that's an obnoxious statement, but it's true, because as I've spoken to, even anything that happens to us, we will survive. It can hurt us, but it cannot harm us, because harm is insinuating that it's affecting our soul at a deep level, and it never, ever, ever can. Your soul is infinite and perfect and always of a thousand infinite lights. Only our physical body can be hurt. And it's not fun, but it's teaching us something. So this got a little heavy. Hopefully the grandma story. Hopefully you guys just walk away from this episode with a beautiful picture of a grandma just pew, pew, just firing up her handgun sounds. What do you call that when you put your hand in like the shape of a gun? It's not a handgun, because that sounds like a handgun. Anyways, but just like her just winking at my friend and being like, daddy's home. Like, how saucy. I just fucking love that. Anyways, so yeah, also if you're feeling confused about the process, call in your guides. Call in your guides. Do a meditation. Ask for guidance. Here's another thing. I get a lot of messages through song. And recently I felt like I was getting very specific messages from a specific person. And so I turned off the radio and I was like, all right, guides. Are these messages from this person? Like, why do I feel that these are direct messages from them that they're trying to share with me, but they're not able to share with me in real life? I was like, if this is true, because otherwise I feel like I'm going crazy. I feel like I'm just being stuck on this and I'm just making this up. If this is true, angel or guide, whoever's representing this person, connecting us, please give me a sign that these messages are from them. And I'm not kidding you. I turned my radio back on and guess what song was on the radio? I Saw the Sign by Ace of Base. I saw the sign. I saw the sign. Not kidding you. It was a confirmation. It was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm offering you what they aren't able to say to themselves. And it was so affirming. And it just brought me a place of peace. The universe is always trying to connect with you. Guides are trying to connect with you. Turn off the radio. Turn off your phone and ask them. Say, is this you? And if you're there, can you show me? Can you offer some guidance right now, straight, direct to me? And maybe like your friend, you'll have a grandma that walks in and has a fun little message. Maybe you'll hear someone on the radio when you turn it back on. Maybe you'll pick up a book and read exactly what you needed to hear. Maybe a friend will call you out of nowhere and tell you something completely related to what you're thinking. Or maybe you'll listen to this podcast and you'll have just asked for some guidance and this podcast might offer it. Not because I'm so great. I mean, I'm pretty cool, but it's just because we're all helping each other out. We're all messengers for one another. And guess what? When you trust the process and you trust the things that help you grow and learn in life, you're becoming a greater conduit for those messages, because you know it deep in your soul at a soul level. You understand the depths of life and truth and wisdom, and then you can offer it to others. So don't ever doubt that. The things that happen to us that we think we can never accept will eventually become this beautiful badge of honor that we get to wear that says, wow, you survived that? Wait, you've been through that? I have a lot of friends in recovery who didn't like to share that they were addicts. It never really bothered me that much. I never really had that much shame around it, but a lot of people do. They're like, I don't want to ever admit that. And you don't have to, right? Anybody who's been through anything, I don't care what it is, it's your choice whether you share it. But some people do the hard work of coming to terms with who they are and what they've been through. And they come to a place where they're like, yeah, I'm ready to talk about this. And I'm ready to name it so I can help others who are in this place. And I think addiction is a beautiful example of that, because there's a lot of different things, but it's just like a really powerful one that, again, has so much stigma around it. And it can be so dire, right? People die all the time in our world from addiction. It's a rampant problem. It's an epidemic. So when we speak to it, it may fall on the ears of people who need to hear it just at the right time. You have your wisdom because of your path, because of your own personalized process, which, by the way, is also a magnificent, miraculous thing, is that your process and path is so different and so unique from anyone else's. Your exact process is needed to be shared with the world. So when those hurdles come, hold on tight, 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 move through it, learn from it, do what you need to process it, to heal from it, so that you can then hold it up as this beautifully polished jewel and share it with the world. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this first episode in my series on trust, just a big old trust in capital letters, and the next few elephodes. Is that like an elephant mixed with an episode? Ooh, maybe I should do an episode on elephants. I don't know. I do love elephants. They never forget. That's another thing. Once you go through the process, you never forget it, right? You're not, I mean, talk about repetition. You go through something that's miserable and you have to suffer through it. You ain't gonna forget it. That's for sure. Maybe you'll finally, if it was hard enough and challenging enough, you'll finally learn the lesson. You won't have to go through it again. Trust the process. All right. Now, because this is a divine feminine episode, I'm going to pull an oracle card. Today I was drawn to pull the wisdom of the oracle card. And you know what? Here's another thing. I'm going to pull from this deck because it's wisdom of the oracle, and trusting yourself is just about the wisest thing you can ever do. So that's what's up. We're pulling from this deck for this series. And let's see what card wants to come up for the collective for this episode. To be fair. Interesting. It's a woman holding the scales. She has two fortune cookies. You know that I love fortune cookies. And she has an owl on her head. Talk about wisdom. Ooh, it's number 38. That's how old I am. How old are all of you? Are you 38? Maybe this card is calling to you, or maybe 38 is a significant number. 3 + 8 = 11. That's, to me, is like infinity because it's like the double lines. So that's cool. Let's see what, to be fair, what the description says and how it relates to this episode. To be fair, number 38, essential meanings, balance, justice, a need to consider options, mutual benefit, the law of cause and effect. The oracle message. Life offers experiences that are challenging and experiences that are nourishing. Have I said that recently? I think so, about 10 times. Yet over time, they strike a balance. You move from being from stasis to doing. From discovering to loving, to letting go to being again. Life is a pendulum swinging between all these states. You will always oscillate back and forth between doing and being. If you are not content with where you are at this moment, remember that all experiences have their place. Accept them without judgment, and you will see how the universe adjusts in perfect balance. You reap what you sow. For every cause, there is an effect. Wondrous things will be revealed now. What's another phrase that you could use to describe what she just said? Oh, trust the process. The ebb has a resulting flow. The up has a resulting down. The down has a resulting up. Everything comes into balance. Trust the process. Something that defeats you and drags you down, you'll then be lifted back up. There's a beautiful quote that I've shared before, but I'll share it again because it's relevant. If life feels like it's pulling yourself back, just wait and trust. There's that word, there, trust. It may just be life pulling you back like the bow of an arrow so it can shoot you forward into the next glorious experience. All right, I'll read the rest of this. Prosperity message for To Be Fair. Now is a time for even exchanges. Justice will prevail and you will be treated accordingly. In all your affairs, you'll be able to negotiate fair settlements. Mutual gain is the gift to you and your partners and colleagues. This is also a good time to square your finances and take stock of how you're compensated for your work. This card signifies balance, justice, and negotiations. So remember that all things must be fairly recompensed. Keep this as your truth, and so it will be. So there you go. I feel like there's something in that message for someone in particular. It still pertains to this episode, just saying to trust the ebb and flow of our life, the changes in our life, that ultimately justice will prevail, which to me, justice just means rebalancing, that however far down the scales we may go, we shall rise up again. But there's something in here for somebody. But just remember that wondrous things will be revealed now because you're trusting the process. You're going to break through, break on through to the other side, to beautiful, wonderful things. And a quote I want to leave you with from my quote book that had to do with trust. Trust yourself. You know more than you think you do. Even though you have years and years of growth and learning ahead of you, pitfalls, challenges that are going to make you stronger, you've already experienced a whole heck of a lot of them at this point in your life up until now. Trust yourself. You know more than you think. All right, everybody. I hope that was helpful. Have a beautiful week. Oh, I forgot to talk about Beltane. So really quickly, this Wednesday is May 1st. It's May Day. Woohoo! I love May Day. I like May. It's a great month. I think even here in old upstate New York, it's going to start feeling a little bit like spring. And in most places in the Northern Hemisphere, it's even going to feel like summer. I always think of May as being a summer month. Anyways, I love May. I think it's great. We have May 1st coming up in 2 days from the airing of this episode. It's May 1st. A lot of people think of that as the beginning of spring. Technically, it was the spring equinox, which was March 18th. Okay, no, March 19th. I apologize. Which here didn't feel like spring because I went on a little trip and it was snowing. Again, some places already warm. But May, you can't go wrong. Flowers are blooming. The animals are out. Birds are chirping and singing. Vibrancy has returned. I actually took a trip down to New York City this past weekend. That's where I had my meltdown on that drive down there. And oh my gosh, I was like, wow, there's life coming to these trees. If anybody has driven through upstate New York through the winter, it looks like a dead zone. It looks like the trees they have in upstate New York are very, I'm from California. You get like these big, thick trunks, but everything in northern or in upstate New York just feels like these like skinny, tall trees. And so when they're all barren in the winter, it just looks like a horror movie, like this thick, as far as the eye can see, field, forest of these thin trees that just look so, depressing. But they're filling out and they had the most beautiful spring colors. I was like, wait a minute, why does it kind of look like autumn? But it's not. It's like a unique, like more toned down color. It's not like the bright, vibrant colors of fall, but it's like these beautiful, like soft tones, like a little bit of purple and pink and white. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It made me so excited. It's beautiful. Anyways, that's my point. Wherever you are, I hope you take some time this Wednesday on May Day, also known as Beltane, which is a more Celtic or pagan tradition in a way, where you're just honoring this arrival of a beautiful beginning, a beautiful, vibrant time, where you take some time to see what is changing in the world. How are the trees around me changing? How are the flowers changing? How is the landscape changing from these past few months of winter? How are you changing? What's changing within you? I'm feeling some energy. I felt a little energy shift this week. Finally, I think I mentioned that in the Friday episode, but I feel like I'm coming out of the shockingness and instability of the eclipse season and Mercury retrograde, which is also over. And I'm feeling like some momentum. I'm feeling some inspiration. I feel like things are changing and they might start happening fast. So hang on to your butts. Get ready. Get out there. Hope you all have a beautiful day. Happy May Day. Happy Beltane. Take care. That wraps up our episode for today. Thank you so much for listening to Women Waken. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and come back for more. If you'd like to connect with the Women Waken community, you can find us on Instagram at Women Waken. And if you follow Women Waken, you can get a free tarot card reading if you just send a DM. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And don't forget to let your unique light shine into this world.